I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Around the world and across cultures, God is on the move, from churches serving MENA refugees to Native youth finding hope through On Eagle's Wings. First, a look at the intersection between Jesus and wounded refugees. As you give thanks for God's blessings today, would you remember the world's refugees in your prayers? Nearly half the people in this group originate from the Middle East and North Africa, a region commonly known as MENA. The team at MENA Leadership Center sees this reality as a call to action. Here's Fadi Sharaya.
The task is to enable and build the capacity of the churches, the different ministries, how to do refugee ministry properly.
Earlier this month, the center hosted a conference focusing on trauma healing for refugees. Trauma is just one of many challenges that believers working in refugee ministry have to factor into their work. In many cases, the magnitude of refugees and subsequent ministry needs can be overwhelming. But Sharaya calls us to remember,
they are people just like us living in North America or in Europe. It's very important to remember and put a face to the number and remember that those are people who are created in God's image and God loves them.
Pray for the impact of the trauma healing course to continue far past the event. Pray too for the MENA Leadership Center team.
Remember that we are working in a very difficult area. We are maneuvering around very tough situations all over the region and we're trying to meet those needs.
Next, death feels unpredictable in Haiti, leaving many anxious to survive. Though gangs were partially pushed from Port-au-Prince, their violence has spread to the outskirts and rural areas. Rosalind DeHart from For Haiti with Love says,
lives are getting harder every day, and things are very hard right now. And Haiti needs help from its neighbors.
Since July, more than 1,200 people have been killed in gang attacks, self-defense retaliation, and army operations. Over 700 were wounded. On top of that, sexual abuse and kidnappings are widespread. Victims of the gangs are often chosen at random, including children.
We need other countries to realize that Haiti needs help, to come and help Haiti. The people are beautiful people living there. They're all good people.
For Haiti with Love offers aid and spiritual support. Among their ministries is a free burn clinic. After patients are treated and reach for their wallets, staff tell them that Jesus has already paid the cost.
And that's when they break out crying and want to know who this Jesus is. And then we tell them about Jesus.
The team is also preparing a Christmas Day celebration for hundreds of kids. It'll include a hot meal, toys, and the gospel. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Native Americans played a critical role in Thanksgiving history. One gospel worker says there's a surprising connection between Jesus and Native peoples. November is Native American Heritage Month. And you may not realize that Native Americans were the first mission field in North America. Ron Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministries says,
as far as missions are concerned, we're doing better all over the world than right here with the first people of our land. After 400 years of missions, only 4% are estimated to have a relationship with Christ.
Yet Jesus is deeply relevant to the Native experience.
Jesus was not a blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy like we see in some paintings. He was a tribal man from the tribe of Judah. He lived on land occupied by others. He was from a place that people thought, nothing good comes from there. Jesus was also a victim of gross injustice, as many Native Americans have been.
These connections are transforming Native young people through Hutchcraft Ministries On Eagle's Wings outreach.
With a deep spirituality that the Creator has built into them, an understanding of suffering and injustice and abuse, and with the warrior spirit, when all of that comes under the Lordship of Christ, fasten your seatbelt. They are a force. They are hope with skin on.
Learn more about On Eagle's Wings and how to pray. We'll connect you at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terrence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the birth of a media ministry reaching millions across the Middle East. Get your free sample chapter at the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.